This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The long, long list of what has to happen now if Republicans want to change America's tax system. From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. Over the objections of 30 Republicans, the House of Representatives has passed a budget blueprint that paves the way for an overhaul of America's tax system. It's one that could eventually be put into law without support from any Democrats, so there's that. But there are some unanswered questions about tax reform, more than some. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams is here with a monster list of the devils that lurk in the details.
We know lowering the corporate tax rate is a must-have for the Trump administration, but we've heard it may drop to 20% or 25%, and every so often the president reminds us he really wanted 15%. There are still questions of how so-called pass-through businesses will be treated.
Long list. Kimberly, you keep reciting things that still have to be worked out on taxes, and we'll check back with you in a few minutes, you know, to give us a sense of scale. Now, for the first time in 3 years, the U.S. economy was growing at or above a 3% annual rate. That news today covers the summer into fall quarter. On Fridays, we check in with Christopher Lowe, chief economist at FTN Financial in New York.
The biggest contribution came from consumption, but consumption actually slowed from the second quarter. What accelerated from the second quarter was inventory investment, and that accounted for a lot of the growth. You know, take inventories out, final sales were up about 2.5%, which is not quite as good. But on the other hand, final sales were also almost certainly affected by the hurricanes that hit Florida and Houston. And on top of that, we've been depleting inventories for a year and a half. So it's one of those rare instances where a big pop in inventory investment is actually a good thing.
All right, so GDP up for the third quarter. You know what else is also up this week is interest rates. The yield on the 10-year note, we're at 2.45% as we speak. Last week, the cost of borrowing was a lot lower.
You know, when you think about the things that are driving interest rates higher, it's like, you know, where do you start? There's potentially a new chair at the Fed. That new chair, if it's Mr. John Taylor.
Dr. Taylor, the Stanford economist.
Exactly. I mean, you know, he has a reputation for hiking interest or wanting to hike interest rates faster than Yellen might have. And then on top of that, there's a looming $1.5 trillion tax cut. There is a new 5-year plan in China, and at least half of the China analysts I read think that's going to result in stronger growth over there as well, which means more competition for resources. And the global economy sort of picking up in general anyway. All of this stuff is making investors think that inflation finally may begin to pick up in the year ahead. And if that's the case, well, then investors are going to demand higher interest rates.
Chris Lowe at FTN Financial, thank you.
Thank you, David.
All right. 2 minutes ago, when we last checked in with one of our Washington reporters, Kimberly Adams was listing all the things that the vote in the House of Representatives yesterday still leaves unanswered on tax reform. Where were we?
Tax-free, but we're not sure if that will make it into the bill. And what about child care tax credits? What role will those play in the new tax dynamic? And how do you get enough Republicans on board for all of this to squeak past that narrow majority?
There's more, but I got to get to other business. A Another major story today, CVS, the convenience store slash pharmacy, wants to buy Aetna, the health insurance company, in a deal worth $66 billion. Will both parties reach a final deal? Will antitrust regulators allow this? And what about Amazon? Amazon, how did we get there? Marketplace's Mariel Segarra explains.
CVS is already a big player in the healthcare industry. It fills prescriptions for customers, and it's an administrator for healthcare plans. Aetna is a $63 billion insurance company with millions of members. They could become CVS customers if the two companies merged. That would mean more revenue for CVS and also more leverage when it negotiates with drug companies over prices. And the context here is that CVS needs to stay competitive. It might soon be going head-to-head with Amazon. You know, the company known for disrupting industries. Sucharita Mopuru is an analyst with Forrester.
There's been recent talk of Amazon getting into the pharmaceutical industry as well, distributing prescriptions because they've received some licenses in a few states.
If CVS and Aetna do go forward with a deal, they'll have to get approval from federal regulators, who've rejected several big healthcare mergers over the past few years.
Mariel Segarra is in New York. Now, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, the House of Representatives just yesterday voted for the budget blueprint that paves the way for tax reform. 30 Republicans voted against their leadership, so the plan's in for rough sledding. But back to our Kimberly and her list of not so little details that have to be worked out on taxes before a final vote. Can we fade in the indefatigable Kimberly back here?
Which helps wealthier people more, but also props up home values. The White House says the deduction is safe, but there's been talk of capping it for richer homeowners. There's also been talk of limiting deductions for 401k contributions.
Oh, the list. That somehow, by Thanksgiving, which comes early this year, Republicans hope to figure out all of these details. We'll be watching for that. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.